Good morning, fans of Album Rock Radio, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. I will be your host for the next hour, and we really have an action-packed show today. I'll be telling you about a rock documentary coming out this week that does not have the support of the subject artist. I'll tell you the story behind an iconic rock song that was written by accident, live on stage, when the band's lead guitarist was changing strings. And we've got our usual features, the one-hit wonder of the Album Rock Radio era, and Phil's pick, all coming up next on 91.5 WMFO. The band is Incubus from their 1999 album, Make Yourself, band out of Southern California, and the song's called Drive. And up top, we heard Joe Walsh and Rocky Mountain Way here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. I hope you had a good weekend. Still getting a little used to the time change. Still kind of weird having it so dark, so early, but something we get used to every year, and I suppose we will again. I did want to circle back to my prediction last week about the People magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. The winner, of course, was Paul Rudd. He was not one of the three candidates that I had proposed as being front runners, but I got that from People magazine in the first place. So it wasn't really my judgment. They just kind of threw us a head fake that I went for. Anyway, it is Paul Rudd, People magazine's Sexiest Man Alive in 2021. Also this week, the Free Britney Spears movement apparently has succeeded. In what was surprising to many, the judge set aside her conservatorship, so she is now free to make her own decisions. I hear she's going to make music again, and it should be very interesting, but definitely evidence that a movement of the people can really get things done. She had a lot of supporters. There were documentaries, etc., and something that didn't seem very, very likely just a few months ago did come to pass this past week. It was not a great week for COVID vaccine opponents. Van Morrison was sued by the Northern Ireland Health Minister for defamation for remarks that he made about the COVID response in Ireland. And Eric Clapton lost his opening act of his tour after they became offended by his comparison of the COVID restrictions to slavery. So not a good week for those we are increasingly referring to as our funny uncles, Van Morrison and Eric Clapton. So let's turn our attention now to Phil's pick. My friend Phil from Watertown every week gives us recommendations for music he thinks we ought to be listening to. I did get to spend some time with Phil this past week. We listened to some things together. So we are locked and loaded with some good ones to come up over the next couple of weeks. Let's hear what Phil has in store for us this week.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Stars of Longing by Andrew Combs. Combs is a singer-songwriter from Dallas. His music is a combination of contemporary indie Americana tinted with golden-hued vintage country pop. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Be kind.
To find what I was put
That is Jacob Dylan and the Wallflowers. The song is Sleepwalker. And we heard Andrew Combs before that. It was Phil's pick for this week, and the name of the song was Stars of Longing. Well, thank you for listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO. My name is Ron LaRussa. We do this every Monday morning from 8 till 9 o'clock. We play the best rock from all eras. If you are in the Boston area, you can listen to us on the radio at 91.5 FM. And if you are literally anywhere in the world, you can listen to us online, streaming, or on demand at WMFO.org. HBO launched its Music Box series in July. I don't know if you've seen any of the installments yet. This Thursday, the 18th, they're presenting another one. It's called Jagged, and it looks back on Alanis Morissette's early success in 1995 after the release of her very successful Jagged Little Pill album. According to the publicity for the film, and I'm reading and quoting here, Jagged explores her beginnings as a young Canadian pop star, the rocky path she faced navigating the male-dominated music industry, and the glass ceiling she shattered on her journey to becoming the international icon and empowered artist she is today. Alanis originally participated in the production but was not happy when she saw the final cut. In a statement last month, she said, "It includes implications and facts that are simply not true, and therefore she no longer wishes to support it." From Jagged Little Pill, this is Alanis. WMFO.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed.
Is that everything is just fine? never could. The foot of bullet through his heart. And her arm. She died in the dirt of Hollywood. Mother said she had no chance, no chance.
From the summer of 1973 and the Goat's Head Soup album, Rolling Stones, and Heartbreaker. And we heard Alanis Morissette before that, One Hand in My Pocket from Jagged Little Pill. The documentary hits HBO on Thursday night. It's called Jagged, and it's interesting in that she saw it and didn't like it and no longer supports it, so you may want to check that out, the story of Alanis Morissette. Let's take a look now at this week in album rock radio history, some cool things to look back at. This week in 2011, Taylor Swift set a record by becoming the first female artist to place 11 songs on the Hot 100 Billboard charts at the same time. And by the way, Taylor Swift is very much top of mind this week. Remember, a few months back, we talked about how she planned to re-record and re-release her catalog to get around an ownership dispute over her master tapes that she was having with her former manager. Well, this week, she re-released her album Red. The original had 16 songs. This new version has 30 tracks with B-sides and outtakes, all redone with more modern production. And by all accounts, Taylor Swift fans think it's phenomenal, including the one that lives in my house. Also this week, in 1999, the Recording Industry Association of America announced the biggest selling artists of the 20th century in the United States. It's been a while since I've looked at this list, and I did forget some of them. Selling the most albums in the 20th century, 106 million, no surprise, the Beatles. Garth Brooks was the best-selling male solo act. Barbara Streisand, the best-selling female. Elton John's 1997 song Candle in the Wind was the biggest-selling single of the century, and the best-selling album was the Eagles' Greatest Hits, 1971 to 1975. Also this week, in 1984, Men at Work's debut album, Business as Usual, hit number one in America, where it stayed for 15 weeks until it was dethroned by Michael Jackson's Thriller. Let's hear one from Business as Usual. This is Men at Work, Touching the Untouchables on Rock of Ages.
Could lend. I wash my leather face in the afternoon sun. My shirt's torn, my time's near done. Touching the untouchables, but they don't know. Respect the disrespectables, but in the end, you know, you turn away. What can I say? Nights in the telephone booth, I make sure I leave the phone off the hook. There are no Joneses and I pay no rent. I gotta stand straight 'cause my back's so bent. Tell my secretary I ain't taking any calls. And if you wanna find me, just ask the boss. Thank you.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Breaking the Girl. I read an article this week about original band names from some famous bands, and apparently they were once called, when they first started and came together, I think in high school, Tony Flo and the Miraculously Majestic Masters of Mayhem. Fortunately, changed it to the Red Hot Chili Peppers somewhere along the way. And before that, we heard Men at Work, Touching the Untouchables from Business as Usual. This week in 1983, that album started its 15-week run at number one. Only had two hit singles on it, Who Can It Be Now and Down Under, which is a little unusual for an album that had that long a reign at number one, but it did. It is time now for our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, and we will get to it right after this.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
It is one thing for your song to be a hit. It's quite another when your one hit is an anthem that is guaranteed to be played in pubs long after we're all gone. That's the case for Semisonic. They're a trio from Minneapolis that formed in 1995. Their breakthrough came with the release of their second album, Feeling Strangely Fine, in 1998, with this song on it. Their next album came out in 2001 to disappointing results, and that was their last album until last year, when they reunited for a new release. They may yet have another hit, but they will likely never match the success of their hit from 1998. Our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era is Closing Time by Semisonic on Rock of Ages.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home. Closing time. Time for you to go out to the places you will be from. Closing time. This room won't be open till your brothers or your sisters come. So gather up your jackets, move it to the exits. I hope you have found a friend. Closing time, every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. Take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home. places you will be from. I know who I want to take me home. I know. Some other beginnings end.
Keep what changed your mood. You got all sad, so I feel sad too.
From their great 1980 debut album, The Pretenders. The song is called Kid. And before that, we heard our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, a feature we do every week here on Rock of Ages, Closing Time by Semisonic. Well, my name is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me this morning. We do it every Monday morning from 8 till 9 o'clock. And I'm happy to have you with me today, and hopefully you can join me again next week and every week at this time. I love hearing stories about how famous songs were written, and I came across this one about American Woman by the Guess Who. Many of you know the Lenny Kravitz version, but the Guess Who actually had the first version of the song and actually wrote it. It's from an interview with lead guitarist Randy Bachman from the Toronto Star. It was a few years ago, but for some reason I just saw it this week. Some songs are contemplated for weeks and they're written and reworked and rewritten. Others, like this one, completely by accident. The band was playing a show at a curling rink in Ontario when Backman broke a string on his guitar. In those days, that meant stopping the show until he could replace it. So his bandmates left the stage, he put a new string on his guitar, and then he had to tune it. So he went to the electric piano and he hit the E and the B notes to give him reference. As he tuned his guitar, he started to play a riff with those notes, and when he looked up, the audience that was just kind of killing time, mulling around, started to take notice, and he started to play it over and over. The band saw it too, and they jumped back on stage, and finally, lead singer Burton Cummings grabbed the mic, and Backman yelled to him, "Sing something," and the first words out of his mouth were, "American Woman, Stay Away From Me." And so a classic was born. We'll check it out now on Rock of Ages.
Let me be. Don't come hanging around my door. I don't.
The song is Broken by Lovely the Band. It's from 2017. You know, this show is about album rock radio, a radio format that pretty much was dead and gone by the year 2000. And so I do like to speculate about songs that came out after then and whether they would have been played on album rock radio had the format survived. And I think that's one of them. I like that one. And before that, we heard American Woman by the Guess Who, and I told you the story of how that song was written. According to Burton Cummings, he did ad-lib that line, American Woman, stay away from me, and he couldn't remember it after the show. But fortunately, there was a kid in one of the first few rows that they noticed was recording the show, bootlegging it. People used to take cassette recorders and record concerts and then distribute them. And they were bootleg copies, but there was a kid they saw doing that. So they got him backstage after the show and they had him play it back. And that's how they remembered the lyric, American Woman, Stay Away From Me. We've got time for one more song. These are The Cars, title cut from Candio on Rock of Ages.
Who you are, do you have to win? Candy.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. Hope you enjoyed it. This is Ron LaRussa. Join me next week, same time. Until then, have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Having some radio trouble? WMFO streaming live on the web at www.com.